GOP reacts to terror at Kabul airport. Joe Biden's incompetence has now cost American lives. By Hannah Blow on August 26, 2021. Republican lawmakers quickly reacted to the reports of terror outside the Kabul airport in Afghanistan, where thousands of American citizens and allies remain stranded as the Biden administration aims to stick to the Taliban's August 31 deadline, concluding President Biden's incompetence has now cost American lives. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby confirmed an explosion outside the Hamid Karzai International Airport on Thursday morning, affirming that the attack resulted in a number of U.S. and civilian casualties. "We can also confirm at least one other explosion at or near the Baron Hotel, a short distance from Abbey Gate. We will continue to update," he added. Republican lawmakers flooded social media, offering their prayers as well as sharp critiques of Biden, whom many blame for the chaos that led to the tragic display of violence Thursday morning, costing American lives. "As a veteran who served in Afghanistan, my heart breaks for the families of the American service members and the Afghan people who are learning this morning that their loved ones have been harmed or killed in a terrorist attack. My wife Amanda and I are praying and grieving with him," Representative Jim Banks, RN, said in a statement. "The responsibility for this tragedy rests squarely on the shoulders of Joe Biden. His incompetence means American blood has been shed. This was avoidable and is unforgivable," he continued, tweeting out a similar line. "The images out of Kabul today are horrifying. Pray for our troops. Pray for the innocent Americans and Afghans targeted by this attack," Senator Rick Scott, RFL, said, demanding Biden to immediately and forcefully respond to protect Americans and safely complete the evacuation. "We have American citizens trapped behind enemy lines with suicide bombers and terrorists. But this administration is still refusing to send in our service members," Representative Greg Stube, RFL, said. "This American blood is on Joe Biden's hands," he added. "Pray for all of our troops and citizens in Afghanistan right now," Representative Steve Scalise, RLA, said. In a lengthy Twitter thread, Graham called for the U.S. to re-establish its presence at Bagram to continue to evacuate American citizens and our Afghan allies. "I urge the Biden administration to re-establish our presence in Bagram as an alternative to the Kabul airport so that we do not leave our fellow citizens and thousands of Afghan allies behind," Graham said, describing it not as a capability problem but a problem of will. "The retaking of Bagram would put our military at risk. But I think those involved in the operation would gladly accept that risk because it would restore our honor as a nation and save lives," the senator added. "The news we feared," Senator Bill Hagerty, RTN, said. "Please pray for our troops, American citizens, and our allies. When you allow terrorists and terror organizations to dictate your arbitrary deadline, the result is dangerous and disastrous for our brave military members and allies," he added. "The United States is better than this." More. This story is developing.